All right. Good morning, guys. This is Alicia of GORP FM, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sophia and I hope that you guys are having a fantastic morning. I know that we are. I am not tired at all. I'm feeling great and really just excited to be here. We're doing kind of a wrapped roulette today. We made playlists of all the clean songs on our Spotify Wrapped. So that's the top 100 songs listened to in the past year. And we're just going to shuffle it and see what happens. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to explain the songs too. So I think we're going to get started. Yeah. We have to do a little bit of maneuvering. Okay, we are going to relocate, and then we're going to start. Okay. All right, good morning, everyone. This is Sophia. So the way we're going to start this out is, if you give me 1 second... I have Alicia's playlist pulled up, and I'm just going to hit shuffle, and before the music starts playing, I'm going to tell her what song it is, and then she's going to have to explain why it's on her, why it's in her top 100.
Oh my gosh, this is scary.
So.
But really, we only have 50 songs to choose from, because the other 50 were explicit on mine.
All right, 1 second. All right, first up, we've got Flow Now by Frugal.
Okay. Okay, you know how, on last year's Spotify Wrapped, it gave you a thing of, this is, the underground song that you've been listening to. You listened to this before it had, this many streams. This was that song for me. I listened to it when it first came out. I think it was on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, this is a very good song. It's very chill. I really like it. I like studying to it, you know? But I think, honestly, if it's the vibe for this morning.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Okay. So now we've got Flow Now by Frugal from Alicia's Top 100 of the Year.
I got the flow now. Okay, we've been all alone. I feel the plasma in my bones now. Trusting myself, don't need no commentary. Most these people that don't mean a cemetery. Rice Krispies in the morning. Kiss up this party. I got the flow now. I don't care about being all alone now. I feel the plasma in my bones now. Just to myself, don't need no commentary. Most people that don't mean a cemetery. Rice Krispies in the morning. Kiss up this party. Fuck it up.
So that was Flow Now by Frugal. And now we're doing Sophia's Wrapped. She looks very embarrassed, ashamed, if you will. So I'm really excited for this. How are you feeling, Sophia?
I'm a bit nervous. There's some bad stuff on this.
Okay. The song that I just pulled up, like, it looks good. It looks kind of like indie, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very, very granola, gorp, if you will. Okay, so we have You Were by Field Guide. What can you tell us about this song?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. So I listen to my Discover Weekly a lot, and I started a playlist mm-hmm. that I call Best of Discover Weekly.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes Discover Weekly is a big miss. Like, it
yeah.
is not good.
No.
But sometimes there's some good ones on there, and I'm pretty sure this might be one of them, but I'm also not positive. It's on some other, like, Spotify curated playlist I've listened to, so
mm-hmm.
it's from one of those. It's
okay.
pretty chill.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I am excited to hear it. So this is You Were by Field Guide.
You were the one I wanted, even if I didn't know it yet. You told me sweetly, your head on my chest. Then we did that weekly, till it was all a mess. And you asked me sweetly, does it still make sense? I'm having a hard time keeping this all in check, but I love you deeply. You took my hand so gently. We fell in love accidentally. I don't ever wanna keep you waiting, and you don't ever wanna change my mind. I guess we're living in a love that's fading. We'll be dead by the summertime. If you ever wanna start things over, if you ever wanna try again,
All right. That was You Were by Field Guide, and now it is Alicia's turn again. Where did I put her playlist? Oh, here we go. Okay. So we're just going to hit shuffle. All right. Now we've got Los Angeles by Haim.
Ooh, okay. I think this was, like, my, like, 100th song. Like, the one I listened to the least out of the most. But I love the song so much. I think it might be in the top 100 because I listened to their album, like, Women in Music Part 3, so much. And this is, like, the first song on that album. Which it's a really great one. I love Haim. I'm really excited to see the movie with Alana Haim, Licorice Pizza, even though I've heard it's very weird. I'm really excited for that. Like, she's 25 and falls in love with a 15-year-old. Like, what? I don't like that, but yeah, I like Alana Haim. So
haven't heard great reviews, but it's a good cast.
Yeah. Well, at least they can all sing. So, anyways, here's Los Angeles by Haim.
Los Angeles, give me a miracle, I just want out from this. I've done my share of helping with your defense, but now I can't dismiss, it's killing.
Okay, guys, we are back. That was Los Angeles by Haim. And now Sophia's back in the seat. And your song for right now is Closer by Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. What do you have to say about this one? How do we justify this?
I'm trying to think. It's, let's see. Oh, you know what? I have a playlist called what is it called? It's called Solo Dance Party.
Okay.
Which is like the kind of music that I've got my headphones in and I just like dance in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is last year, I was on my high school hockey team, and because of COVID, the locker rooms were closed, so we'd have to put all our gear on at home.
Oh, no.
And then drive to the rink. And I had morning practice twice a week, and I would put that playlist on and like blast it in my headphones while I was getting dressed, so I would like wake up.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty short playlist, so I'm pretty sure most of those songs are on here. It also includes like Shut Up and Dance. So yeah.
Well, I'm excited to hear it. So this is Closer by Tegan and Sarah.
A little bit closer. All I wanna know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes the breath before we get a little bit closer.
That was Closer by Tegan and Sarah from My Mix.
Amazing.
And now it is Alicia's turn again. Let's see what we've got. All right. Tail Whip by Men I Trust.
Okay. You know what? This one might be kind of similar to, like, the one that we just played for you. It's, I don't know, a song that I also like to dance to alone in my room. Another good one for, like, walking to classes, if you have to, like, hype yourself up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, POV, you're going to chem lab, and you have to, like, I don't know, force yourself to be excited to go, this is the song to do that. I don't know. I saw Men I Trust recently. They're so good in concert. It was so much fun. Like, none of their songs are really danceable. This is, like, the only one that is even semi-upbeat. But it's really great, and I love it.
All right, sounds good. So here we go with Tail Whip by Men I Trust. Okay, and we're back, and it's my favorite time of the hour. I know it's definitely Sophia's favorite time of the hour. It is PSA time. So today we have walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Wow. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Wow.
Yeah, as I know from experience, riding a bike is dangerous. Yesterday, I was on a bike ride, and I got a flat tire, like, 30 minutes into the bike ride, and I had to call my dad to have him pick me up, which was really just a fantastic experience. I was out by Alewife, and I had to just, like, wait in the cold for 30 minutes, and I got a coffee, like, just to keep me warm. I didn't even want to drink it. I just kind of held it and, like, held it close to my body. Anyways, on that note, okay, so we're going back to Spotify rap time. Ooh, okay, this is a good one for you, Sophia.
Oh, no.
I say that because I know the song. The other two I didn't know. Okay. So this one's People Watching by Conan Gray.
Oh, gosh. Okay. When did this song come out? Like, July something?
Right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think it's on any of my playlists. I think I saw, like... I'm not a huge Conan Gray fan. I haven't really listened to his albums or anything, but I think I saw, like, a TikTok about this song. I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And then I listened to it, and I thought it was good.
Wow.
And then there was one point when I was in Maine with my family, and I was trying to, like, stay in shape for... for cruise season, mm-hmm. and I made a running playlist that was, like, songs that would kind of made me feel like I was, like, running in a movie or something.
Okay.
It was really short. Oh. I only ran, like, a mile, but, like, according to Strava, it was, like, my PR, and this song was on there.
Yeah.
I don't think that's why it's on the Wrapped, though, because I have not listened to that playlist since, because I don't like to run, but it's a good song.
Yeah. No, I can definitely see how this would be, like, a movie running song, for sure. Okay, so here's People Watching by Conan Gray.
That wasn't funny, but she laughed so hard she almost cried. They're counting months they've been together, almost 49. He's making fun of how she acted on the holidays. She wears a ring, but they tell people that they're not engaged. They met in class for metaphysical philosophy. He tells his friends I like her cause she's so much smarter than me. They're having talks about their futures until 4 a.m. And I'm happy for them.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them.
But I wanna feel all that love and emotion. Be that attached to the person I'm holding. Someday I'll be falling without caution. But for now I'm only people watching. I'm only looking just to live through you vicariously. I've never really been in love, not seriously. I had a dream about a house behind a picket fence. Next one I choose to trust, I hope I use some common sense. But I cut people out like tags on my clothing. I end up all alone, but I still keep hoping. I wanna feel all that love and emotion. Be that attached to the person I'm holding. Someday I'll be falling without caution. But for now I'm only people watching.
All right, that was People Watching by Conan Gray. I think I just remembered the TikTok I saw about that song. It was someone talking about the music video and how in the music video, he is working at a coffee shop and he burns a croissant because he's distracted by like watching all the couples in the coffee mm-hmm. shop. And so I was like, well, I have to go watch it now because I work in a coffee shop.
So you are Conan Gray.
Yeah, basically. I never burnt a croissant though.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. better than him. All right. Now it's Alicia's turn for an explanation. We've got Cheers by Faye Webster.
Ooh, okay. This song is, I don't know, I feel like it's very un-Faye Webster, because normally she's, like, sad country, which, I'm going to say this on the record, I hate country music. Like, I really do not like it. My sister likes it, and when she puts it on in the car, I kind of just zone out, respectfully. I love you, Lily, but not country music. but I don't know, it's just like country indie-ish, but this is like not, this is more like indie rock. It came out like March-ish. I remember I like met someone at Tufts like because of this song, kind of like someone had DM'd me, been like, oh my gosh, like you seem really cool, we should be friends. And then we were like talking about Faye Webster, and then she was like, I have tickets to her concert, like if you want to go. So then I went to a Faye Webster concert, and I think that was my first concert post COVID, and it was a lot of fun. So yeah,
sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go with Cheers.
And let's cheer.
Okay, guys, welcome back. It is now Sophia's turn. Ooh, this is a good one. Okay. We have When I'm Older by Ash. What do you have to say to defend yourself?
I'm trying to think. I got really into Ash this year. I can't remember why. Well, okay. Well, not why, but how. Actually, I could really. So, I guess we're going to go here. I am a big One Direction fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And last year, she had her song Moral of the Story, which got really big. I think it was in, like, one of the Netflix original, it was, like, To All the Boys I Loved Before,
yeah,
2
probably.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then it got, like, really big on TikTok, and then she made a new version featuring Niall Horan that mm-hmm. I listened to a lot. Mm-hmm. And then I followed her on Instagram, and her album came out, and I think a lot of her album is in my rap playlist, to be honest, and this is a good one. It might have come out earlier, maybe not. I think it's towards the beginning of the album, so mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, okay, big so fan. Here is When I'm Older by Ash.
Pay phone calls, cigarettes, injuries, shower sex, I was holding on for dear life. Complicated, understated, on the way to devastated. We were young and out of our minds. Right now I'm sorry, burns through me, darling. But I can't help thinking 30 years it won't. So maybe when I'm older, maybe when I'm older, I'll run out of stories about.
That was When I'm Older by Ash, and now we've got Alicia back. Let's see what we've got. All right, Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I love The Neighborhood. I feel like that's, you know, a given based on just who I am. But yeah, they like released their album Chip Chrome and the Monotones, I think, in 2020, and this song is off of that album, and I was genuinely surprised to see as much of that album on my Wrapped as I did, but, like, there's so much of it,
And same thing from their other album, like, I think it's called, like, Hard to Imagine the Neighborhood Ever Changing or something like that. I also have a bunch of songs from that. I don't know. Sometimes when I'm driving, I'll just, like, put on one of those two albums on shuffle as I go to get my Dunkin' in the morning. I don't know why. I just did, like, a little driving motion. You can't see it, you know, thankfully. But Sophia got the full performance. So, yeah, anyways.
Anyways. All right. Now we've got Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood.
My heart stops beating. You're the only thing I need. With me. Even if the earth starts shaking, you're the only thing worth taking. With me. Even if the sky's on fire, got you here, it's alright. If it's all over, I'm taking this moment, ooh, with me. This with me, boy. Now it's all about to end. Baby girl, look where we made it, girl. Now we're falling as long as I got you.
Okay, and we are back with another Sophia song. Okay, so the next one is Glue by Nat and Alex Wolf. I know we've played this on the show before.
Oh, have we?
I think so. Or at least it's on the show playlist, because I know I've listened to it, and I like it.
Yeah, it's another one of the best of Discover Weekly ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More recent one. It was like, I think it was on my Discovery Glean this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my explanation. Not much to say.
Well,
it's a good song, though.
It is, yeah. So here's Glue by Nat and Alex Wolf.
Said your name 30 times tonight. At this point, no one believes you're real. I swear, said your name 30 times tonight. At this point, no one believes you're real.
All right. So we ended that a bit early because we've only got 9 minutes left and we want to have space for some more explanations. Mm-hmm. All right. This is another neighborhood song, so I might skip to another one.
Which neighborhood song was it?
Another Heim song.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Oh. Okay. Oh, this one's short too. Good. So we're in a bit of a time crunch.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Frequency by Sylvain Esso.
Ooh, okay, another song that I love. This is from their EP, Free Love, that came out in 2020. And surprisingly, this was the only song from this EP. Oh, actually, no, that's a lie. Two of the songs from the EP came on my Spotify Wrapped. One of the songs, it's like the original song and a remix, which I don't know how to feel about that. But anyways, here is Frequency by Sylvain Esso.
Only get it when I get apart. I can hear from a thousand miles at frequency. She's on a frequency and I caught it.
Drugs would bear the same thing twice. Drugs and records in paradise, their frequency. She's got a frequency, and I caught it flying over me. Oh, now feel that sound rushing through the fields and flowers. Her voice coming through my doubt. She's the one, I swear to God, a frequency. She's got a frequency, and I caught it all over me. Get up a train or bus, it cool that far. But climb the oak tree in my backyard, and I can hear it for a while. Hear how her voice bends as she smiles. Oh, now I feel that sound rushing through the fields and flowers. Her voice coming through my dial. She's the one, I swear to God, a frequency. She's got a frequency, and I want it all over me. But a wave is all I got. Oh, I never need to touch. Just wait till 6 o'clock and bathe in my new love. Oh, now hear that sound rushing through the fields and flowers. Her voice coming through my dial. She's the one, I swear to God, a frequency. She's got a frequency, and I caught it all over me.
Discover weekly one, so maybe find one that you like more.
Okay. All right, guys. Welcome back for... Sadly, I think what's going to be our last song of the hour. Before we jump in, what was your like top song of the year? I feel like it's very telling, you know, and we haven't shared that yet.
Okay. Well, it was Favorite Crime by Olivia Rodrigo. So.
Wow. I mean, mine's not much better. Mine was Comme des Garçons by Rina Sawayama. Yeah, and before we keep going, this is Alicia and Sophia of Corp FM, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. So where do we want to end the hour?
All right, we've got.
I mean, we've got quite a few songs to choose from.
You know what? I've been exposing myself all day, so might as well keep it going.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say expose me, and I was like, uh-oh. Please no.
So, okay, I'm gonna go. The last song from my Wrapped was my number four song most listened to. It's Bon Viaggio by Cesare. Let me zoom in here. Cesare Cremonini. It's in Italian. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of English in there too. Yeah, I watched an Italian TV show and it was in it. It's kind of a cheesy song, but I thought it was fun. And then I made a little Italian playlist that has like 5 songs on it. Listen to that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? It's okay. My, like, jazz study music made its way to my Wrapped. So I... And also, yeah. Like, I did a little dance song to this project, I did a dance for a final project in an English class last year, and that song made it onto my Wrapped as the 5th song.
I think it might have been our friend Summer. Her top song last year was Fan Noises.
Oh.
Because she would listen to them to fall asleep. So, could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah, she wins. Right.
Here we go with Bon Viaggio, Share the Love by Cesare Cremonini.
Che sia un'andata o un ritorno, che sia una vita o solo un giorno, che sia per sempre un secondo. L'incanto sarà godersi un po' la strada, amore mio comunque vada, fai le valigie e chiudi le luci di casa. Coraggio, lasciare tutto indietro e andare, partire per ricominciare, che non c'è niente di più vero di un miraggio, e per quanta strada ancora c'è da fare. Amerai il finale. Cerchiamo, non è sul palmo di una mano, è che le stelle puoi guardarle. Solo da lontano ti aspetto, dove la mia città scompare e l'orizzonte è verticale, ma nelle foto hai gli occhi rossi e vieni male. Coraggio, lasciare tutto indietro e andare, partire per ricominciare, che se ci pensi siamo solo di passaggio, e per quanta strada ancora c'è da fare.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
One, two, one, two, three.